my camera up here.
Bah, the camera.
Yeah. As beautiful as she is, she hates being on camera.
You don't like being on camera?
Mm-mm.
Why not?
I'm just insecure.
Same here. I'm very insecure as well.
Welcome to the lighter side of the dark side. It's your weekly freak show here on Renegade Radio. Am I in frame? Sort of?
Yeah, you're in frame. I'm seeing you.
Okay, yes. Welcome to the lighter side of the dark side. It's your weekly freak show here on Renegade Radio. Also, Spotify, Stitcher, Deezer, everywhere that you're listening to podcasts, iHeartRadio, everywhere. It's the Dark Mark Show. Hey. I am Dark Mark. Look who just walked in.
Kitty.
Our other guest. I've got some bubbly for her.
Oh, fabulous.
I have a gift for you, too.
Oh, everybody's got gifts for for our guest.
I have a snack for you.
Right, he's got a snack. Everybody's got everything. Oh, bye. I'm Dark Mark, the goth comedian. We're doing a show, and I'll take that, Ahmed. It looks like it's a little heavy for him. But look at those
heavy.
Arms. You're all
bench
bubbly.
Press 220.
What do you mean heavy, bro? I'm making sure.
Heavy in the metaphysical sense. But
no, you're good.
It is a Dark Mark show. I am Dark Mark, and... why don't you put the camera on her?
Oh, no.
See, now the gimbal's all doing weird stuff. That is everybody's... well, it's a different angle, so maybe this will work out. It's everybody's favorite vegan heavy metal DJ, Hannah Bach. She's Bach.
Hi, with very, very poor attendance.
Yeah, well, no. You only missed one show. You missed the one a couple weeks ago with Casey T Girl and Michael Simmons, which is really good. And last week we didn't have a show for unknown reasons. Kind of sad because... don't get used to the studio because we only have another month here at the Ruby, formerly the Nerdist School, which I love.
And by
the
way, and my straw.
Ahmed, you know where to point the camera next. Is that's our guest. We love her. She is
Hi,
a
kids.
Model, actress, comedian. What else do you do? You do so many things.
A general nuisance in the society.
I can't hear you, but you're a general nuisance in the society.
Yeah.
Is she sounding okay in the... okay. General nuisance in the society. That's Rotten Kitty.
Hi, kids.
And I'll take the camera from here because I want to show everybody this hunk of beefcake right here.
Uh-oh.
No.
Look at this guy.
Hello, my name is Ahmed.
No, there was some weird warning that came on when I tried to point it to you. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Gimbal's doing weird stuff. Now it's pointing to you.
He's dangerous, girls.
Yes. Though this guy, here's a dangerous guy right here.
Walking men.
This guy, one of the funniest comedians that I know. I think I met you about a year ago because I did my birthday roast.
Yeah, I was hosting your roast show. That's where I met you.
Right, and I said I have to have you. I have to have you come on my podcast.
I know.
And a year later, here you are.
Yeah,
that's Ahmed El Kadri, everybody. And this guy is one of the funniest guys. Trust me, like I was telling you before the show, about 999 of 1,000 people that try comedy, I'm like, don't.
Oh, yeah.
Even beginners, it's like you can tell even if they're bombing, if they're funny or they're not naturally.
Yeah.
You're naturally funny, and
thank
you have
you.
Great material,
appreciate
and you've been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
Same with Rotten Kitty.
Oh,
you two
you.
Can keep doing comedy as
how
far
long,
as I'm concerned.
You never answered my message. How long
did
have you been doing?
Did you send me? Okay, so here's
how long
what
have
happened.
You been
well, the
doing
flirting
comedy.
Begins, but go ahead. Yeah.
No,
flirting.
I got a thing on the screen of the new
notification.
Thing that I have. Okay, that's what it called. Okay.
Well, you just revealed your age, but yeah.
Thanks. I'm an elder millennial.
She's older than you. I am
a millennial, so you
same
can
here.
Okay,
thank you. Thank you. No, I got the thing and it said wants to send you a message. And
yeah, you have to go to the request because
okay.
I followed you,
and
then you
followed you back.
Yeah, yeah, and I don't know.
And then I have no idea where to look.
Just
for...
go to your inbox and hit request. Maybe because I sent it before you followed me back. But I literally go, "Good set. How long have you been doing stand up?" Because I was curious based on your set.
That's.
I was just curious. That's
maybe
what.
I'm glad we did 5 minutes on how to work an iPhone. But yeah, how long have
it's
you been
so,
doing comedy?
It's so bad. It's so bad.
Yeah.
I have no
how
idea.
Long have you been doing comedy? Kidding. It's
I'd say
a weird
maybe
question.
Maybe around probably officially 2 years, maybe ish.
Okay. So when I left town, you started doing comedy, and then when I came back.
Not on purpose. I didn't like wait for you to leave.
Right. But you've been hosting burlesque shows and other events before then.
I was modeling, and then I started hosting, and then somehow that led to
right.
paid gigs in comedy. So that was kind of fun.
Yeah. Hold that thought because you're not the only model here.
Oh,
but anyway, we have two sponsors real quick. Audible, you guys are on the road. You listen to audiobooks.
Yeah,
sure.
Love Audible. They got all the newest books. They got everything From Shakespeare to Smut. I love it. And not only that, I've got a deal for you. Not only do you get a free book, and I'm going to Portland for the Portland Comedy Festival, so I'm going to be downloading books and listen to them on the plane. You get a free book, whatever you want. 50 Shades of Grey, you want that? It's yours. Harry Potter, fine. Whatever you want. David Spade's autobiography, done. Whatever you want. They got comedy albums, too. From George Carlin to Jim Gaffigan to everybody. Tig Notaro. The only two they don't have are Louis C.K. and Bill Cosby, but there's a reason for that, even though they're brilliant. But yeah. They're brilliant.
I mean,
they're,
for their comedy.
Yeah, their comedy's brilliant. Their life is a tragedy. But
terrible
they also have
terrible
Audible originals. Two Audible originals in addition to the book. You can get Alien 3. William Gibson wrote a script, and they have Lance Henriksen. Yes, free.
Really? Free?
Free. F-R-E-E. Lance Henriksen, Michael Biehn do act out a whole play. There's one. There's an Alien continuation of Alien Saga with Rutger Hauer.
Really?
There's one with Stocker Channing. There's all sorts of things. Ooh. Kate McKinnon, I know you're a big Saturday Night Live fan, has a fairy tale on there that she wrote with her sister, who I think is in the Groundlings. It's great.
That's awesome.
You can get Bob Newhart interviews comics. He's 95 years old. Listen to that.
Wow.
He got the hottest up-and-comers, like Will Ferrell, Judd Apatow, you know, all the new guys. Mm-hmm. But compared to him, he's 95. They are new guys. Go to audibletrial.com. Now I've whetted your appetite. audibletrial.com/DMS. audibletrial.com/DMS. Free book, two Audible originals for free. Cancel the next day. Sign up with your Amazon. Cancel the next day. You still have the free book and the two Audible originals. And you don't have to, no commitments.
That's incredible.
But if you're like me, you'll probably stick around because getting the audio book every month, it's worth the subscription. We also have another sponsor real quick.
Doomy's Home Cooking.
Doomy!
Yummy.
you know Doomy's.
Yeah, I've met Doomy.
The best vegan
Doomy.
Food. Everybody loves Doomy. That's Doomy, D-O-O-M-I-E-S, like mm-hmm. Harbinger of Doom. Are you vegan? No, you're not vegan. You do fast food Fridays.
Yeah, no.
Let me tell you something. You like junk food?
I love it.
You would love this place.
Really? You would.
Don't worry that it's
Doomy's. D-U-M.
Doom. D-O-O-M. I-E-S.
Okay.
1253 Vine Street on the corner of Fountain and Vine.
Okay.
Shrimp po' boys, Big Mac on the secret menu, pulled pork, Philly cheesesteak, fried chicken. He puts a piece of wood to simulate the drumstick. It's great. They have a Mexican restaurant next door. Biggest flautas I've ever had.
I can feel you salivating right
now. I love it. I'm hungry. But what would you have last time? Well, we all had fun fries.
We had fun fries, yeah. Then I had the vegan Big Mac again. Yum.
What are fun fries?
You can get chili cheese fries.
You can get
buffalo fries.
Buffalo fries, yeah.
Bacon really? Cheese fries, which is what mm-hmm. you get. But yep. That's not really bacon and cheese. But if I put it in front of you and said, Ahmed, these are bacon cheese fries, you're like, yeah, they are.
Oh, and their Culver City location is now doing brunch on the weekend.
Yes, the Culver City location. And they have one in Toronto, mm-hmm. Canada. And as I said, now you've done some modeling, right, Hannah?
Me?
Yes.
No.
Really? Nobody's ever approached you to do
that?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, well, that's
skeevy. They approach her all the time.
I'm sure.
For
that's,
modeling.
But that's skeevy Tinder stuff. This guy, well, first off.
He's showing his age right now.
Well, no, yeah, because he's not paying attention. But
I was adding Doomies on the list.
I understand. No, he's been doing that
very
all
in the moment, Ahmed.
No, it's all right. No, he's very millennial. But you grew up in Dallas.
Yeah.
You are the son of, now are both your parents from Yemen?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and they just came to Dallas.
How
did they come from Yemen to Dallas?
So my dad got a full ride to Georgetown. This was way before I was born. This was like in the 80s.
Right.
And then he went
way back then.
Way back. But there was nobody alive then.
Yes.
Yeah, way back. Yeah.
It was Marty McFly and that
tumbleweeds.
Was it.
Tumbleweeds.
Bart Simpson, that was
it. This was like, late 80s. He got a full ride to Georgetown, came back to Yemen, married my mom. And then they went to, and then my dad transferred from Georgetown to University of New Mexico in Las Cruces.
Was that an arranged marriage? I don't mean to interrupt.
No. It wasn't. Okay. It was a love marriage.
I don't know.
No. It's okay. No, it's a normal thing. My little brother was arranged, actually. Not a forced arrange. The thing about Yemen culture, or like most Arab culture, it's like, it's more like their marriage is more of a setup. It's like, hey, Dark.
I'm jealous.
Every marriage is a setup.
No, I'm if anybody knows, it's you.
This one, it's basically your mom finds you a wife from a good family that they trust. to where you don't have to marry into a crazy family.
I got to move to
and
Yemen.
Statistically, it is proven that arranged marriages work better than non-arranged marriage.
They stay together.
The idea that they learn to live and
well,
love
that's
each
how,
other.
That's what I said. I was like, what about, like, I mentioned, what about, like, loving a girl and something? I was like, no. You guys just get married and then, like, y'all fall in love in the process. Like, the way...
Does she have somebody in Yemen picked out for you?
No. the way, like, the Middle East, like, views marriage is more, it's like a job. You know what I mean? They don't see it as love. They don't say, like, they view love as like an action, not a verb, not like a feeling or anything.
It very well can be an action.
But it is more. Me personally, I don't believe in that shit.
You don't believe in love?
No. I've never been in a relationship.
I love that Mark just designated you as the spokesperson for the Middle East for the last two.
Well, who else is going to be? Is it going to be you?
I'm Ryan. I'm his first, probably last Middle Eastern.
No, not at all. You're not. But
you're not.
You've had other Middle Eastern?
Yeah, we have actually. But I'm trying to think. We had Arabian MK, who was a fire performer. We've had a few.
He set me on fire.
Nice.
Yeah. Remember that? He set her hand on fire.
Wow. Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, no,
that's
but
pretty
he was from the from the United Arab Emirates, which has nothing to do with Yemen.
Yeah.
Now, the reason I interrupted is because you were going over your father's transcript from school, and I was like, how does he get from Georgetown to Dallas?
Oh yeah, I was gonna say. So he went to New Mexico, got his degree there,
right?
And I think agricultural engineering. But that's where initially my older brother, me, and my little brother, we were like the first three kids. That's where we were born. And then my dad got an offer after he graduated, got a job offer in Dallas,
right?
And then packed up, moved over, you know, to Dallas. And since I was like what, 3, maybe 4 years old, that's where we all grew up there.
Wait. So. Way back in the late 90s, right?
Yeah, I was born in 93.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, I'm pretty old.
Or mid 90s, jeez. Yeah. But so anyway, but the reason I was getting into this is obviously Kitty's modeled. I think Hannah's modeled, but she doesn't tell us. I didn't know you were a model. You two are a model mayhem.
Yeah.
I guess
my profile's still up there?
I don't know.
Mark likes to dig around the nether regions of the internet.
I think so, or I masturbate to a different Middle Eastern man.
Oh, wow. which is quite likely.
You know what's funny is I thought I deleted my Model Mayhem account because I was on there for like 2-3 months, and I was like, this is stupid. I never got anything out of that. Like someone told me to make a Model Mayhem account. I opened it like... barely didn't get anything out. Well, no, I got one like photographer, like he just wanted to build his profile. So,
is that what they call it?
Yeah, he seemed normal.
Cool,
yeah, like I actually got him connected with my friends to take pictures of them for their LinkedIn profile, like professional business professional photos.
And your photo on LinkedIn
social
is
networking.
Very nice.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it. My modeling career, it was very short. I didn't really mean to do a lot of it. It was just like someone told me. You did runway modeling.
Vanessa Williams.
I did runway modeling a couple of years. Yeah.
Now what are you two chatting about? What's going on? We're having a conversation.
Hannah and I are having a moment.
We haven't seen each other
in like
I know
a long time.
A hot minute.
how did Model Mayhem work out for you, Rotten Kitty?
It was all right. I met
because your profile's still on there. I know that.
Yeah, I haven't logged in. Quite a while.
Yeah, I've logged into your profile a few times.
Yeah, no,
that's where I get the pictures.
I figured as much. I'm like, hey, that looks familiar. I think that's me.
Yeah.
Oh, so, I always want to post a photo on like Instagram or Facebook or wherever, but I'll look at it and I'm like, this is ridiculous. Nobody's gonna buy this shit. I'm not posting that. Nobody's gonna like it.
And then when I post it, people like it.
People love the photos when you post them. When I post them, nothing.
Yeah.
Aww. Nothing.
Well, perhaps you should have a personal profile instead of just the Rotten Kitty profile.
I can only handle one.
Yeah,
you would have to put your real name and people would know the real name.
No, Facebook tried to do that. Actually, that's how they took my last one because I wouldn't give them anything other than Kitty or Rotten Kitty because I don't think Facebook deserves my personal information. You can give your personal information to Facebook. I don't think they deserved it. So they said, basically, in order to keep your profile, you have to give us a profile photo, you have to give us your phone number, and we would like two forms of ID just to verify that your name is Kitty Rotten Kitty. And I was like, right. Well, that's clearly not going to happen.
Right.
And yeah. So
MySpace didn't do the shit.
No, MySpace didn't care. I think my name on MySpace might have even been fuck you. So I don't, I mean, it really, right. it didn't matter. So it's like if Facebook wants to keep the pro, I don't care. I don't right. need any. I do miss having friends. Right. So every time it, like, I'm always on a, like a 25-day suspension because every time I send out a Facebook request for friendship,
right.
They assume I don't know the people. And I have a very diverse group of friends.
Absolutely.
So I'm constantly on like a 22 to 25 day suspension.
Ugh, right. Assholes.
And yeah. by the way,
I mean, it doesn't MySpace help that you send death threats along with your
I get them all the time. I just figure I should share the love, you know, make it even. They're like, you should blow up in a burning vehicle. Yeah. I'm like, you know what? I'd love to be your Uber driver.
And Ahmed, MySpace is that was the social platform before Facebook.
You want to hear something funny? I remember when all my friends, this was like what, elementary, maybe? No, middle school.
Right.
And everyone was doing MySpace. And as soon as everybody moved to Facebook, I got on MySpace. It was like an equivalent to coming.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like the equivalent to like walking in at a party at 3 a.m. Like, yo, where everybody? Yeah.
Were you already on Facebook or?
No, I didn't. Like,
Friendster?
I was like, you know what? I'm gonna get a social networking profile. So I got MySpace. No one was on MySpace. Everyone was on Facebook, and I was like, all right, well, I gotta get a Facebook.
Did Tom make the switch over before you had logged on? Did you at least have Tom as a friend?
Yeah, I had Tom as a friend.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
But then he also suspended me for 25 days. So.
What'd you do?
No.
He kept trying to share his weapon of mass destruction.
No, I know that. But yeah, we all
AKA
know that.
My dick photo.
Right.
Well, I didn't say it.
Well, speaking of dick photos, now... you missed. I'm gonna put the camera.
I missed what?
It's like now
you
you're
our
showing
show
your age.
On Friday
calling
night.
You dick photos.
Uh-huh. You were invited. Uh-huh. It was a terrific show. I had at the CIA.
Oh, last Friday?
Yeah.
I was in Marietta.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Marietta,
we missed
Georgia.
You.
Missed you too. I was in Marietta, California, by Temecula.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Marietta. What are you doing
Marietta.
There?
Getting tattooed.
Whee!
Oh, now you tell me.
Uh-huh.
That's a long way to get to. Oh, that guy. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That the younger man.
Yes, the younger man was tattooing
me. That goes into this conversation now. Both these people were very funny on the show. Actually, all the comedians except for one were very, very funny. Very, very funny.
Wait, which was the one that wasn't? No,
don't tell me now. After the show.
I'm not saying
after
that.
After the show, Ron.
It was me, wasn't it?
It wasn't you.
You're just being polite.
No, it wasn't you.
No, it's pretty obvious who it was. And he's a nice guy. I'm not going to say anything. But,
oh, my God.
He's a nice guy.
Oh.
But you on stage were flirting with Rotten Kitty.
I was making a callback joke.
Yeah, and he said that you heckled him.
Yeah, she did.
I swear I didn't.
What do you...
Uh-oh, here we go. Oh,
Lynn,
snap.
Oh,
snap.
Me? No, I didn't
I was dealing...
You.
This was like you said... You just yelled out, talk about your dick.
What? I forget. You had preceded that
no,
with some
I didn't.
Sort of... Said,
I didn't say anything.
Oh, what should... You were thinking, and you said... Gee, what should I talk about now? Because the dude in the front row, who's such a sweet angel.
He was great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
he was fun.
He was a nice guy.
He was messing with you, which was kind of fun.
No, the one annoying part was I felt bad because I
you were so mean to him.
No.
I've seen
first
him be meaner.
The last show, I was
really mean to the other guy. Yeah.
No, the other guy, because I was like... This was like the third show in a row where I'm dealing with hecklers, and he yelled at the punchline. No one heard the punchline.
Oh,
and
yeah,
that
no,
really,
I did see that.
That really bothered me.
I saw you fuming.
I just go, I go, shut the fuck up. Yeah. And then like I noticed, and then I realized I was like, oh man, like he was just having fun. And then I just like made it a few like made it easier, made it a little joke, and then like. And then made it feel like, okay, I like him. You're cool. Like, whatever. But
he's so enthusiastic.
Yeah, he was nice. And, like, we were, you know.
See this energy, Hannah? Nice. This is the sexual tension I was looking for.
And,
so you.
There
you
is.
So you said talk about your dick.
No, I didn't talk
no,
about
she
my
said,
dick. No, he said,
she,
oh, what then, should I talk about? And so the first thing that popped into my head, I'm like, don't ask the audience a question. Because
right.
The first thing that popped into my head was, talk about your dick.
Well,
I don't have any dick material
because
I'm original.
Yeah. No, but I will tell you this. You should not have thrown the topic at him because he's an experienced improv performer. Are you still in the Groundlings?
Yeah. I start intermediate in, what, October?
Is that level two or level three?
Level two,
okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good for you.
Thank you.
How long did it take to get there?
I had to retake basic. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, and then I took basic again, and then they make everybody retake a class, and then
you pay double the fee.
Is that like Scientology?
No, you don't do it. You pay a fee, and then you pay for when you retake, you take half. It's like the class is like what, $525, and then after if you retake it, it's $375.
You're familiar with the Groundlings.
I am. The top improv. I have seen them on the televisions.
Yes, the top improv place. That's where Will Ferrell and Molly Shannon and pretty much everybody on Saturday Night Live for the last 30 years is gone. And you're a big Saturday Night Live fan. And yeah. I've heard you say you want to be on Saturday Night Live, and you realize that they've never had a Middle Eastern.
Yeah, that was my goal. For a long time, just being on Saturday Night Live, because I've watched it since I was a kid.
And who was your favorite?
But for sure, Chris Farley. He was always my favorite.
That should be my
answer. I really like Chris Rock. And
yeah.
But there were lots of featured players that I really liked. I'm at the point now, it's weird, because I still have it. Saturday Night Live on my vision board.
You have a vision.
Was it that you had to take the first level over? Did that affect me?
It did not bum me out at all.
Was it the fact? Since you guys are comics, we'll have to go into the comic dealings of the day. Was it that they fired the guy that's a chink or what? What's the?
About Shane. Man, I'm hearing so many like.
You're familiar with this.
About it.
Well, I have no idea what you're talking
so
about.
So there's this guy named Shane Gillis. So they did like new hires. So they hired three new people. This girl from Groundlings that no one really cared.
Have you ever seen her perform?
She's in the Sunday Company. My friends have. I haven't.
Yeah. I heard she's great.
Or she was in the writers group about to enter Sunday Company. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And then this Asian guy who was their first.
First Asian ever.
Yeah, first Asian ever.
After 50 years. Name another one.
Okay.
Yeah. They only had two guests. That's the only time they had two Asian guests.
In Living Color had an Asian guy the third year, and Saturday Night Live had an Asian guy in the 50th year, but never a Middle Eastern.
Yeah. They've had that Persian girl from the Groundlings.
Oh, that's right. They did have her, but that was 3 years ago they finally did.
Yeah, that was years ago. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they had this guy named Shane Gillis. And Shane is part of, in New York, the Legion of Skanks and, all that group. Okay. And,
Legion of Skanks? What's that?
It's, a big podcast group.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Big J. Okerson, Louis J. Gomez.
Okay,
Louis J. Gomez and all that stuff. And, anyways, long story short, hit Shane and his podcast, they were talking about Chinatown, and he just said chinks. And, I guess their humor is saying terrible things. I'm not. Here's the thing. I just watched it and I was like, well, that's not a good look, and that's it.
They listen to some of the old podcasts,
and then they
and I'm disqualifying myself from Saturday Night Live, I guess, because they. I'm gonna quote what they said is they were saying chinks, chinky, and I think they said faggot a few times.
Yeah, they say
not
a
the
bunch
F word.
Yeah. Well, I was interviewed for a documentary, a comedy documentary, and I told them there's. And this is what I want to get your perspective on as a younger comic.
Yeah.
Because, and I don't know why I have the camera on Rotten Kitty. It's not a younger comic, but.
Just because. I'm younger than you.
Right. Maybe.
For real.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-huh.
All right.
That's not a contest. Never ask a lady how old she is.
Yes.
Agreed. Okay. How much do you weigh, though?
Oh, maybe 103 soaking wet. I'll totally tell my weight. I don't give a shit. You can know my weight. Right. Go ahead, try and match me, ladies.
Yes, no, she's very petite, but no.
I just lost 200 pounds.
Oh, congratulations!
It was a human being, but still, that's a lot of weight to get rid
husband.
Of.
Oh yeah,
yes.
Okay. Well, congratulations. Well,
come with me on the journey.
Should I go back to the Saturday Night Life thing, or just go with this?
Go with this.
Okay. No. Go with the Saturday Night Life.
No, I was gonna say when I saw the picture of the three people that were gonna be on Saturday Night Live, I gotta be honest. I looked at the guy, and this is going to be the most politically incorrect thing that to say. I thought I had Down syndrome. I got to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah?
He looked weird. He looked like the guy from Life Goes On.
Do you know what's funny is, like, you're not... Well, he
I'm not
even
the first one to say that.
He
yeah.
even mentions it on his stand-up, I think. Like,
well, maybe, yeah.
Like,
maybe he does.
He talks, he talks about, like, being, like... You know, look, what are he make? I don't know.
And if he did, card. I would play that card.
I saw his set at Clusterfest, and it was pretty funny.
Yeah,
like, I mean,
well, I'm sure he's
I
funny.
You
yeah.
know the guy. I mean, if anything, I mean, like,
but it wasn't like one. It wasn't like it happened once. Like they, oh. it happens a lot. They pulled a lot of them, and I, you know, I don't know. I mean,
So what's your? So what's your? Like what? What's your opinion on the whole thing?
I understand why they made the decision. I don't know why they didn't know that before. Like that's the kind of humor that he does.
They well, the thing about
and somebody told me they were trying to get conservatives to watch, and that's why they had him on because he's kind of a Trumper guy. I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
They
and this is after the non brouhaha about Dave Chappelle special, which. Nobody gave a shit about, and then one guy writes an article, and now everybody's like, oh, you're banning Dave Chappelle. Nobody banned Dave Chappelle.
No.
I didn't even get to watch it yet.
It's really good.
I hear it's good.
I figure it's Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
So how bad could it be?
It was really funny.
It would have to be really funny. Although Dave Chappelle.
No.
If you have a problem with Dave Chappelle, I can't help you.
Yeah,
I
don't know.
I also haven't seen it yet, so let me watch it. I'll get back to you.
Yeah, well, let's get back to the sexual tension because tell me what you
there was tension.
Tell me what this is going to be right now.
Tell me what you wanted
me to tell Ahmed since he's right here after the show, because you thought it was really ballsy for him to say, "Ooh, I want to bang Rotten Kitty on stage."
I just thought that's a really good
that's a really excellent pickup line because most men wouldn't have the balls to get up on stage, single out any woman in the crowd, and say basically,
"Oh, you'd be surprised."
I want to get your well. I mean, I haven't. I mean,
hold on, you are.
You haven't been to a lot of comedy clubs. Yeah.
You are making it seem like. No,
I'm trying to help you, Ahmed. I'm a really good winner.
And it's Ahmed, not Ahmed. Oh. Ahmed.
It's
Give us your perspective, and I'm going to go to Rotten Kitty.
No, I have this joke where I'm like, why I work out, and like, how bad do you want it? So basically, right. These tags. So one time, the last time I did the joke, I was saying, like, you know, a comic, Malik B. Yeah, like he was talking before because he did a set before me and he was talking about working out and
right.
like all that stuff.
Right.
So I was just like, yeah, I was trying to work out. I'm trying to get Malik B to notice me. And at this point, I was like, oh, this show. Just like, oh, I was trying to get Rotten Kitty to notice me.
Okay.
Because usually the joke, if anything, that tag, it could just put any person's name in
right.
there. You know what I mean?
Right.
It worked really well.
Well, and she noticed you. And okay. Is that how you remember it?
Sure.
Okay. So what did you tell me?
I would never throw salt in another man's game.
No, because that sounds about right to me.
You're making it seem like I have game. I don't have game.
Well, we're gonna get to that. Hold on.
You don't need.
Trust me,
I don't need
trust
your
me,
help.
He doesn't need my help,
and he also does not have game. I'm just trying to help.
No, but what did you tell me that you wanted to tell him?
Which part?
You said after the show, you're like, tell your friend Ahmed.
I'm like,
well, I think you said Ahmed again, but so tell your friend Ahmed.
Oh, I said it in the text. Is Ahmed in the text?
No, no, okay. No. You said this to me in the bar.
What did I say in the bar? You have to bear in mind, I'd already had like.
You had a few.
I had a little too much excitement that night.
Here's what you said, and Ahmed, this is a quote. I'm not saying this to you because I want to fuck you later, but. tell your friend Ahmed that was sweet.
Uh-huh.
He's really ballsy for calling me on stage, but I have an age and a height requirements.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that sounds about right. That is true.
And the funniest thing is you're like 5'2", but you always wear Frankenstein
shoes. I think I'm being really generous when I say 5'2".
So you're like 5'?
No, I don't think I'm 5'. I think I'm like somewhere in that. I'm close to 5'2". You know, if like you were measuring
anything,
you'd round up. Yeah, right. I'd round up.
And she always wears these Frankenstein shoes, so you think like...
Yeah.
So you got Frankenstein shoes out now.
These Frankenstein shoes? These are my sneakers.
They're a little Frankenstein-y.
They're a little Frankenstein-y.
They're my sneakers.
They're cute, though.
The stripes make me fast.
Yes.
Yes.
But they add about 5 inches to you.
They add adult size dignity so that I can see over a counter or I can, I don't know, people just don't ask me if I have an adult that's supposed to be accompanying me.
And you can reach things off the shelf. That's why I like
to I don't have to find a tall person to help me.
That happened yesterday.
It happens a lot.
It was embarrassing.
So I thought that was it. I'm like, okay, that's funny, you know, whatever. Then I get a couple of days later, we were talking about the Mandela effect, which we might get into.
Which I still maintain should be, what did I say, should be called the Stephen Biko effect, just the way that you described it.
Right, but nobody gets that. Yeah, it's misnamed. But she said, tell your friend Ahmed, and she wrote it out, so it was correct this time. You must hate it when people call you Ahmed, huh?
No. It's just, I'm just laughing at this situation. It's making me, like, it's like, oh, okay, I'm flattered.
And by the way, you're a big Simpsons fan. What do you think of the Apu controversy?
I'm not Indian, so it doesn't.
I know, really yeah. I mean, me. I just, I didn't.
But if anything, I get it. Like, I get the whole Apu situation. I get the whole blatant, like.
They're just
taking old stereotypes and still using it.
Because it's weird because everybody's like, oh, comedy's too politically correct, blah, blah, blah.
Man, your ADD is going way off track. Okay, so what were saying?
Was she messaged
you? But it's funny because every young comic has a rape joke, which is weird. So I always talk about that.
Every young comic has a what?
As a rape joke.
Oh, okay.
Like, I would say 90%.
You didn't have, like, a whole rape set.
That's your life. But anyway, I'm kidding.
Living.
Anyway, so Rotten Kitty, she's like, your friend really had some balls to approach me, and I'm like, really? By the way, Rotten Kitty and I reconnected in April after a long absence. I hadn't seen her in years.
Was it April?
April, May, June, something like that. It was April.
Oh wow!
And every time I've seen you, and tonight hopefully I will continue it. I have hit on her.
He like makes a point, and then he wants to point out the fact. He's like, just so you know, because I'm absolutely tone deaf to this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
To the point where I asked you out at the 5-star bar.
Did you?
And 15 minutes later, you're like, God, I can't get any guys to ask me out.
Wow.
You are the inspiration for that joke.
Wow. That's very, low-key, that's kind of like conceited, actually. Why would you do that?
Wow. He's over and over. You do realize I was a last-minute addition to this show, left work early.
And I appreciate it. That's why I'm trying to get everything out here.
Just so you know, I do this for you, Marky.
I know you do.
Do this for you.
I appreciate it.
Okay. You asked so nicely.
Yes, I did.
Okay. That's what friends are for.
And I got you some skincare products. And
I appreciate that. I was like, every time he sees me, he's like, so why does your skin still look like shit? I'm like, because I haven't started using it yet. Because I want to wait until, like, you know how you're supposed to use a new skincare product, like, on an evening where you don't have to go to work the next day, just in case, like,
any rashes or any red.
I don't need to explain, because you go to work. I wouldn't care. I would go to work anyway. And then people would be like, what happened to you? Yeah. I'd be like, do I really need to explain it?
Actually, you know what? I have a funny story about that.
I'm sure you do.
When I was, I used to be, this is true. Back in like high school, college, I used to be very, very, very insecure about my skin color, right? And I was always like trying my best to like trying to lighten my skin tone.
Really?
Yeah. And I remember I was like trying my. I was going online. I was going online.
Like, were you getting like hydroquinone and stuff?
I was trying everything.
Right.
I was just trying my best to like lighten my skin color. I remember like ordering this like old like this random like skin cream. It's like this Fair Body skin cream that I got it from China. And I ordered it. It took like a week and a half to come in. I got it, and I remember putting it on. And it just, like, if anything, it didn't, like, the lotion, it wasn't, like, barely, it was, like, dry lotion, I guess. Because it was just, like, I was putting on my face, but it's not, my skin's not absorbing it or anything.
Right.
So I'm putting it all over, and I'm putting more. I was, like, 17 years old. I didn't know. Putting as much as I can. I looked like I was in white face.
Yeah, it's very goth, yeah.
I looked very goth, but I was just trying to put on, and then I was still like walking out and about, and everyone was like, what the fuck is on your face, you idiot? Why do you have makeup? Right. I was like, they're like, you look like a clown. You look like a goth.
Yeah.
Took it off. And then I was like, I need to try other stuff. I used to do this thing called moon tanning. Have you heard of moon tanning?
Tell me about this.
I read online that apparently goth kids would would go under the moon to get paler. Would tan from the moon to get tan. This is like
I've not heard this before.
Yeah,
yeah, and you're as pale as it comes.
And then like
I'm not even breathing hard.
And I was like, oh, I know. This will help me get me paler, lighten my skin. So I at nighttime, 17-year-old me, my dumbass used to get on the roof and try to moon tan to try to get lighter. It's amazing what you would do.
You realize that was really the Dallas goth kids fucking with you.
Huh? No, no, no. This is what I read online.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It no, must be I true was, if you read it online.
Yeah, exactly. Skincare routine, whatever, help me.
My skincare routine is frightful.
No, but
I should be doing more.
Yeah, just the time for Halloween.
It really should be.
No,
doing
you look
more.
Great. You, oh, no, no, honestly, you look great. You look great.
You do.
Anyway,
I'm waiting for the punchline.
It's coming.
But, I'm waiting.
No, no, no. I'm not serious.
But here's the thing. Now, speaking of punchlines, you had a bit. I'm pointing to the camera at Ahmed. We'll get to your bits too.
No, no, no. We don't. My bits are just fine. See, that wasn't on camera, so I could do
you
that.
Let's replay it.
No, no.
Take
see, that's two. Why that's why it's much better to come see me live, because I don't feel as constrained because there aren't people filming me. It's not preserved forever. So come see me live. It's much better show.
So wouldn't you eventually want
so
to
so she
be
could
like
do
Dave
this
DePell?
In front of you?
People have seen that. That's old news. People have seen that. Well, old news.
Trust me, people should see her live because one of the things that I love about your act, no, seriously, one of the things I love about your act and just talking to you are the facial expressions that you make.
Oh, sorry about it.
No, it's great.
Very expressive.
That's part of why Mark has to get me the wrinkle cream, because I don't know how to
expressive,
listen to my grandmother.
No. Things you do with your eyes and your smile, it's great. I'm being completely serious. But
I'm salivating over there.
No, it's nothing.
He's thinking about doomies.
I'm being completely serious. This is one of the things. Now, Ahmed and I were talking, you've been doing just stand up for a couple of years, so the material you need to build it up. But as far as your stage presence and how you handle the crowd, and
I didn't do it.
Your facial expressions are great. That was mine, and thank goodness that was empty. So. I just screeched this show to a halt. I was saying
you have really good stage presence.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Anyway, so I was going to say, Ahmed had a joke.
Okay.
You said that you had not been laid in a year. Now, that can't possibly be true.
No, no, it's true.
You're a model.
I mean,
you're
to be
funny,
a model.
Smart, handsome man.
I really appreciate that, Mark.
I would believe it if I said it, but.
When I say it, I guess it helps material wise too, but like it really is true. Like I have it. And it's not like I'm not like, you know, like a girl would come up to you, I'm like, stay away from me. You know, I'm out there. I'm working like every day. I woke up today, 5:30, went to the gym, went to work, did an open mic. Doing this and then gonna go to a show after,
right.
Which later I don't have to leave early. He was just texting me, it's going.
Oh, good,
later,
great,
so
great.
And I'm always like doing stuff. I got shows, I got other stuff. I'm writing, I'm doing Groundlings, I'm doing sketch. Like,
right.
You
don't have time for
all
this, what you're saying?
I mean, I'm like, I would be cool, like, with let's say, like, if someone's like, hey, you wanna hook up? I'm like, sure, why not? But that opportunity hasn't presented itself.
Right.
And I'm not going after it. So if anything, it's just like, I'm so focused on what I need to be doing. You know what I mean? Hopefully, if not, whatever.
Well, let me get a female perspective on this because by the way, originally you were supposed to be on with Marnie the Wing Girl, who will be on hopefully soon, but so who's gonna help you and help me. She actually said I have no sex appeal whatsoever, but I think she would like to. But from a female perspective, Rotten Kitty, doesn't every woman say... Every woman that I've talked to says, including Hannah told me this once.
I am so not a spokeswoman for the female gender.
I understand.
What did I say?
I thought you were going to ask Hannah this.
Stop worrying about it. The minute you stop worrying about it, they'll come to you.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds like something.
Okay, he's not worrying about it, and he hasn't been late in the year.
I'm not surprised, especially if you're a busy person.
Okay.
Because I haven't been laid in, like, I think it's coming up on 3 years.
You're 3 years.
It's not like it's a contest or anything.
By choice.
And circumstance, but we don't need to discuss that.
Well, I understand that too, but it's not like if you walk down, if you said, I want to get laid, you know, you got, there's a line of guys.
I don't think there's a, okay, first off, I don't think
there's a
line
there's
of guys.
There's Ahmed, there's Cleve Hall, there's all sorts of other guys.
Well, I don't he think threw you like, in there.
I love how he threw him in there, and he's been blatantly saying tonight that, like,
I know, that's the game. That's what Marnie would tell him to do.
It's not a game. That could just be honesty, Mark.
Mark, you're going to get in trouble.
That's what I'm trying to do.
I'm trying to
provoke a stimulating conversation.
It's not,
here.
And it's like
it's
also
trouble.
Like a little fun. Like, and as a guy, it's like it's one of those things where it's like, to any woman out there, it's like, hey, I'm not trying to have sex with you, but it's like, because I'm a guy, if you're trying to have sex with me, then yeah, I probably am trying to have sex with you. So that's like one of those like.
Henrik, are you confused?
No. I'm saying.
Say that
like,
one more
I'm
time,
saying,
I'm
confused.
Yeah, I'm trying to follow that one.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, like, do you know how what she said about, like she's not surprised that no one's trying to have sex because it's like.
She was joking.
Oh, okay. Never mind then. I thought she was serious about.
Okay, well,
about,
she was
like,
serious.
People are working on other shit. Never mind. You know what? Keep going. Go back to her.
What just happened?
I have no idea.
Never mind.
This whole show, I don't know what's happening. I'm trying to hook you guys up. Is what's happening?
I think. Oh, right?
No.
I mean, if he
can't
have number one, I was gonna hook you up with number two. But
well, I was gonna.
And then I would have number two.
I know he really wants you, Mark.
What's that?
I know he really wants you. I can tell. I can feel the sexual attention.
Really?
She's swapping it.
Really?
I can tell.
Okay.
Well,
that wouldn't be. I wouldn't be surprised. Men hit on me all the time.
I know they do.
Men hit on me much more.
Men
than
Men hit
women
on
do.
You more than they hit on me.
I doubt. Ooh. No. I.
This is
at
true.
The CIA. This I saw true. two, three, four guys hitting on you, including myself.
Where were these guys?
Well, Cleve Hall showed up. You were with a guy. Ahmed was hitting on you. I was hitting on you.
Ahmed was already saying that he was not hitting on me, so you have to stop throwing him into that. See, Mark thinks... Okay, I should explain. Mark thinks everybody's hitting on me because he would try to hit on me and then point out that he hit it on me.
Let me tell you why.
Why?
Because you're a beautiful woman.
See, this
you're
is...
You're smart and you're funny. And you're great to be around.
Just say thanks, Mom.
You wouldn't want to thank her across my. But thanks, Mom.
No. I'm saying he. Whatever.
No. Trust me. And for me to tell you those things are the worst thing I could do.
Oh, that's very sweet, though.
It's true, though.
So, I agree with everything you said.
Exactly.
So.
See, now Hannah wants to fuck you.
That's so
now,
sweet. You guys are so sweet and so supportive but, in like the darkest time of a dirty, awful, rotten life. Thank you.
Oh, it's hard. It hardly has.
What's going on?
Has it really? You really think that you had a?
So about the groundlings.
How are those
groundlings?
What about forget the groundlings. Have you assimilated back into the goth scene? Really?
I went to see Jason Miller's solo show and.
Okay. Other Jason than that, Miller from Godhead?
Yeah, good friend. Okay. Very good friend. Hi, Jason.
Yeah,
went to see his solo show at Sinister. And other than that, I really haven't been going out socially. I'll go out for a gig or if I'm hired for
now,
something.
How long have you, and Bar Sinister is the top goth club around, or it's the longest running goth club around.
It's awesome. You can wear electrical tape and a thong, or you can wear a band t-shirt and jeans. It's all sorts of fun.
No, you can't wear a band t-shirt and jeans.
You can't wear jeans.
I can.
Jeans.
They'll charge you. Well, you can because the goth is seeping in your pores. But yes, I'm sorry. I'm a teacher now.
I have a question. What is the goth scene like?
Should we take him out? And
okay.
Show
okay.
Him
wait.
Honestly, yeah. We could tell. I'd rather. How about this? I'd rather y'all show me, not tell me.
Yeah.
So. Sometimes, before
the audience who's hanging on that question, how would you define it, Hannah?
The goth scene?
Yes.
The
LA goth scene.
You
it's
have
all different
levels. I mean, you have the poor me, boohoo goths that cry, or maybe ones
I don't
want to
deal with that.
Weird, or you have like the fun S&M type.
Sparkle goth.
I don't know. I'm not goth, so.
I know. She's not goth. She's metal, but she hangs out with goths.
I do.
Yeah.
It's a fun, happy, sexy goth.
You're happy, so you're not
very
goth.
Sexual goth.
That's why she's metal. She's not goth because she's happy. Now, how would you define goth? Or the goth scene as you know it?
Gee, anywhere that I am welcome and feel comfortable. I don't consider myself goth or any sort of pigeonholing. I like the darkness. I like the nightlife. I like to boogie.
That's true. How long had it been since you've been in Bar Sinister?
Since then, oh gosh, Gee, now that I have to quantify it, it feels kind of awful.
Okay, so it's been a few years.
It may have been a couple.
Okay. Well, Sinister's for baby. It's like baby goth.
No, no. But,
It's one of the places where I feel like there are different ranges of people where you can go and have a fun time mm-hmm. and a good giggle, and there are maybe some pretentious people, and there are some cool and groovy people, but at least there's a good yeah. solid mix versus if you want to really, do it up, mm-hmm. then maybe you might go to Bat Cave, or you might go
Ritual.
But you won't be judged if you want to walk in there, even if you want to wear a funky costume.
I never feel judged at Bar Sinister. Yeah. People always giggle in the bathroom line. It's just cool. It's just fun.
Well,
and
when they
easy.
Do that when I'm in the bathroom, I feel judged. But
when they giggle, is it in the stall next to you?
Exactly. So especially when they look over. But you hadn't been in quite a few. See, that's a dick joke.
I heard it. I was aware.
Ahmed's above it.
Yeah, no, he's above it. He's a millennial. He's
better than the dick in the rape joke.
It's not
better.
No, you can do rape jokes.
I'm not better than anything. It's just. That's not my style.
That's fine. That's fine.
I can't. It's not even like. I don't even come off. I don't even have that attitude talking about dick jokes and rape jokes. You can because you're great at it.
Oh,
I don't.
Thank you.
I just don't.
I have a lot of experience
with
dick
saying,
and rape.
If somebody's telling, if you're listening to somebody doing a set and they're doing dick jokes and they're doing it well, you're not going to say, "Oh, that's
no." I don't. I'm not. Well. Listen to me. Funny is funny. It's like I don't care. Like. Me personally, I'm not going to tell rape jokes or dick jokes.
Right. See, I don't tell rape jokes because I don't rape. I do tell dick jokes because I
you
have
don't
a
dick. Have to rape to tell a, you don't a rape joke. You don't.
No,
you don't
I've
have
heard.
To tell a
I've heard. I've
joke.
Heard good rape jokes. I've heard terrible.
Tell
rape
me a good
jokes.
Rape joke. Tell me one.
Yeah. Tell, now that you're on the spot, tell
example.
A good rape joke, and it better be funny.
The only half decent.
I don't
rape
like
joke
telling.
I
don't want to tell rape jokes because they're just so forced upon you. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, well, you guys are talking
millennial
through
pressure.
It.
Pressure. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because and from rape. So you're at Bar Sinister for the first time in years. Did you sense any change, any generational change? This is the weirdest fucking most random.
Well,
show.
I know
because
so you guys kept. Well,
you know, most of the shows I'm on are much more educational.
Well, everyone
than this.
Is more. Everyone's interrupting each other. That's why.
All right, we'll stop
the reason.
That. I'm sorry. You were saying, Amen.
No.
You were saying.
We were saying dick and rape jokes and then something.
You want to stick on that?
No, I'm just saying, I've heard good rape jokes and I've heard bad rape jokes. To me, it doesn't matter about that. It's just I personally won't talk about these things.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now, in a sense, when it comes to comedy, it's what Dave Chappelle said. It's like when, before you get to the funny, know the right things to talk about. You know what I mean?
The guy that's in trouble for saying the wrong
things.
Yeah,
I know. Okay. But if you think about it, he's saying he knows what he's talking about. What he's talking about is very, very topical and what's on everybody's mind.
Homophobia.
Sure, why not? You know what I mean? But
I was thinking good rape, bad rape, good touch, bad touch.
He doesn't do rape jokes as far as I know.
I mean, listen, did he do a lot of rape jokes?
No. Here's the thing.
He was mainly, yeah, but what I'm saying, the homophobia.
Here's the career
hang on, hang on. Forget the homophobia. What I was saying, I'm talking about the race jokes. The Jussie Smollett bit was hilarious. The shooting gun bit. The other bits, mm-hmm. that was really topical. And it was hilarious the way he presented it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking. I don't give a shit about the other stuff. I'm talking about the few bits that I liked.
Right.
Were really funny.
That's great.
And then back to what she was saying, she likes dick and rape jokes. That's her style. That's cool. I'm saying
he makes it sound like I love dick and rape in the same
You know what I mean? But I'm saying
how did this go wrong?
I don't.
It's what happened?
No, nothing.
It's me. It's not you.
No,
two.
No,
it's
no,
so
no. Mark. Nothing is going wrong. Nothing's wrong. We're really just talking. We're flowing here.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yes. Usually it's a better flow, and that's my fault. But
no, it's not.
No, it really is.
My flow
comes
once a month.
Yeah, I think I'm flowing right now. What I was going to say, because I'm curious about this, you hadn't been to Bar Sinister in a long time.
Mm-mm.
What was it like going when you hadn't been in a long time? Because I know when I've been back to town, it's weird.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people remembered me that I didn't think would remember me. I kind of thought I'd float in and be completely under the radar. But
you're pretty unforgettable.
I figured people would have forgotten about me. So no. it was really nice. I got to see a lot of familiar faces from long ago.
Yeah.
And it was really nice.
They're all still there.
And yeah, they are all still there. A couple new places and nice, you know, a lot of nice people.
Except the guy, the old guy with the mustache, who used to do the robot dance that you
yeah,
saw
where'd he go?
Every single goth club. I don't know where he went.
Or what about
the really
old lady who used to wear like the vinyl top and the vinyl
eye patch?
Bottom? No, not her.
Oh,
I've
the one
already
that kicked
mentioned
when she
you.
Danced.
I love Shelly, not Shelly. I'm talking the really, really old lady. Who
the, one
was
that,
like,
the one that kicked when she danced?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, what happened to her? I don't know.
I don't know.
Because when I went back, because I'd been out of town for a couple of years, when I went back, it was like a high school reunion. Like
sometimes
it
that's
was like,
what it feels like.
It was like, it's cool. I ran into a bunch of people, but something's missing. It was more fun before.
Well, I like seeing, you know, like I like seeing Tommy when I go there.
Yeah.
I like seeing Kent. I like seeing if Trish is there, that's great. If Kelly's there, that's awesome.
Right.
I think it's a lot of like, it's my Cheers.
Yeah.
It's where everybody, you know, knows, hey, I remember that ass.
Hi, Rotten.
Yeah, it's nice.
I'll tell you, speaking of
I'm getting a decent glass of champagne.
Right.
It doesn't cost an arm and a leg.
Right. And on your birthday, you get a full bottle.
Well, if you go on the birthday, I mean, they'd have to know when your birthday was, but yeah.
And then they have to know the year.
Yeah, that's pretty, yeah, no.
I'm going to bring this full circle. Where do you see this? 2 years ago, I performed in Dallas.
Okay.
At the Convergence Goth Festival.
Uh-huh.
So I got to meet a lot of your fellow Dallas people.
The Dallas
I've never
community?
Been to Dallas before.
Okay.
It's my first time. It was in Deep Ellum. It was great.
Oh, yeah. Deep Ellum's pretty great.
And that's like the hipster part of town, right?
Yes. And I know the goth community. Were you at this place called The Red Light?
I think that was one of the clubs. Like, there was a club called Nines or Nine.
Yes. Sorry. It used to be Red Light, but they changed it to Nines.
Yeah, that's where I performed.
That's awesome. Yeah.
They had
you performed at a hipster bar?
No,
well,
it's
no,
a, goth
a goth
bar.
Festival.
It's a goth. Okay. Yeah, it was a goth bar.
Well, though, I don't think it's goth every night, but they had different venues with different performers. And like David J played and Community FK played one stage.
Oh. Wait, my friend Timothy's friends with David J.
Yeah. And
BFFs.
Yeah. So and then they had another club. I performed the I've still got the camera on Ahmed as we're talking.
No, let it be.
So, no, actually the guy who wrote The Crow, James O'Barr, came to see my set. Not a big laugher, but it was nice of him to come down. It was so much fun. I didn't know, like, that's a part of Dallas I had no idea. Like I didn't know what to expect, honestly. Oh, and the church was another one too that they had a thing there. Mm.
Oh, yes, I remember.
You ever go to the church?
No, I've heard of it, but I've been to Red Light Nines because down that bar it was Dallas Comedy House, which I was there all the time.
Oh, okay.
Doing like
sketch. Well, I wish I would have known that. I would have stopped by.
You would have.
I was looking for some
comedy clubs. You would have met me 2 years ago. You would have met Improv Ahmed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my SD card is full, so we're going to get a truncated YouTube. Yay.
Woo woo.
We're going to get truncated YouTube. So,
die.
But I'm really, so as I said, every woman gives you the advice, don't look for it and it'll happen. And has that been your experience? Have women come up to you and you're like, I'm just too busy or?
I'm trying to think.
And what kind of women do you like?
That's a good question.
Or guys do you like? I don't care, whatever.
Man, so, I said or guys.
Non-binary, like, whatever. I don't know.
No.
He's like, I like it when pussy rains from the sky.
I guess, yeah, right?
Laugh at non-binary all you want. You ever watch that show, Billions?
I've heard about that show.
Oh, they got there's a character on there. She's non-binary.
Okay.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say
I haven't seen it yet.
It's a they. I'm sorry. They're beautiful.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I had to try and explain that to an 80-year-old the other day.
Oh, the they thing?
He said, what's binary? And I said, well, it was just... There's a lot of 20 minutes in my life that I'm never going to get back, and I don't think I made any progress.
It's like we were talking about the Oriental thing too.
He loves saying Oriental. I've tried to explain to him, but it's only Oriental if you're shipping goods. People,
it's only Asian. Rugs that are Oriental.
Yeah, that's
apparently
it's not a good look.
You can't say Oriental on stage anymore.
You can't say it in the medical office either, Mr. C.
Yeah, you can't say it at all.
You can't say the cute little Oriental. Where's the cute little Oriental girl that was in here? I'm like, oh, please no, please no, please, please don't say that.
So did you used to hang in Deep Ellum? Was that like your
hang? Deep Ellum was my thing. Yeah.
So do you like white girls? Do you like Yemeni girls? Do you like...
No, I don't like my people. No, I really don't.
Really?
Well, they don't like me, so it's like it's one of those things.
All of them?
I've never been with an Arab girl. No, I
are you,
I don't
are
know.
You, really?
Yeah, I really have.
Maybe that's why they don't like you.
Yeah, probably.
Are you not attracted to them? And be honest. I mean, you don't have to be.
I mean, I don't like... It's weird because most of my sex life was with white girls, but I did grow up in Texas.
That's
so
true,
it
yeah.
was mainly white girls around.
Right.
I mean, I've been with pretty much every other race except Arabs.
Okay. Well,
there
yeah.
could be
something
protesters outside by the time. I mean, there could be like
trust me, if anybody's still listening to
this and
show,
I'm at the point where it's like, I'm not, like, I don't know. It doesn't matter for me about race. I like fit girls. I like fit girls.
How fit?
Jamie was fit.
Like me fit.
Oh, well, Jamie.
Like,
yeah.
Like as
like you like fitness model fit.
Yeah. Like or, the last girl I was dating, she was like straight up. But yeah, like I wanted
like,
to say
like,
she
do
was
you like do you like
model.
Like
she was a CrossFit and like
do
she
you like muscles on a girl and how far does that go?
Not like a lot of muscle, but like I like a girl who's toned and is fit.
But not female bodybuilders and things like that.
No, but
I did a female bodybuilder.
Hooked up with a female bodybuilder.
Yeah,
once.
Me too.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what, female bodybuilders.
I didn't.
No, female bodybuilders. And as an aside, the couple that I've dated, two of the smartest women I've ever met in my life.
Yeah,
just really, really smart, and you know, and great, great biceps. What can I tell you?
Yeah,
who was in control?
Who was in control? I was in control.
Yeah, but to answer your question, what I'm into is just mainly like, yeah, you know, nice body,
right?
Nice face,
yeah.
And then
you're a deep
wants to sleep with me.
Yeah, well, hey.
I mean, yeah.
Okay, I tell you. And by the way,
that's somebody that wants to do a lot of deep breathing, not sleeping.
Yes.
Wait, you?
Yeah. Why would I want a slumber party when you could like have adult aerobics?
I think she's been listening to my deep breathing on the mic. I think that's what's.
That must have been it. You know what, Hannah? That was it. That was it.
Now, what kind of guy are you?
Pick
like?
On Rotten Kitty Night.
Now,
I'm a good sport.
You are a good sport.
First off, I was.
It's all the rape.
You know, I've had a crush on you for forever, but I was always intimidated because.
Take a shot every time, Mark.
No, listen.
I
should. Don't stop when I say that because I've got a point to make. You were with somebody for a long time. And he was a very good-looking man.
We really don't need to discuss this.
No, but I was going to say...
I'm so glad the camera isn't on. I don't know what color I would be if I weren't wearing powder.
Is that your type? Is like a really good-looking, like, model kind of guy? No offense.
I don't think I don't know if I have a type just because I was in something for so long.
Right. But you like tall.
Well, it helps. It's very useful. Everybody in my family is like super tall. I'm like the runt of the litter, so it's
right. How did that happen?
Nice. We're still trying to figure that out. I think maybe
recessive genes.
I was born in the short end of the gene pool. I'm like the one that looks like my one grandma, like carbon copy. Otherwise, nice. Everybody else is like big. They have big people.
Oh wow.
Like normal adult-sized people.
Right.
Or maybe you didn't have enough vitamins as
a kid. Definitely didn't. No. It was a lot of like
Well, you can tell by the pale skin tone.
Yeah.
She doesn't.
I mean, it is a big contribution what you were.
Yeah, it's not like they didn't try. I was just a very picky, very finicky eater.
Well, and that begs another question.
No, I won't put everything in my mouth, Mark.
No, that wasn't
Damn
the question.
It, really?
But I'll make a note of that. The other question I was going to ask was, how do you maintain this pale skin tone?
Well, I try really hard not to go outside. I wear a lot of sunblock. Got to love your skin. Love your skin, people.
Right.
Especially out here in LA.
So you're not moon tanning, none of that?
No, I really should try that, though. I should get up on the roof next to the solar panels and just, like, down on the roof.
Give it a couple howls.
I think it's going to be great.
Yeah.
It'd be fabulous. So, you want to join me, Hannah?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're gonna moon tan now. I was going to get to the Mandela effect,
moon.
But
now we're moon tanning.
The most random, weird show we've ever had, and that must be, it's either me or the tea. I don't know what it was, but I had fun.
I had fun, too.
Yeah.
Screw
I embarrassed the shit out of both of you.
You love
and
it.
And myself.
Mm-hmm. Mark lives to embarrass me.
No, I don't live to embarrass you. I thought something was happening here.
He lives to worship you.
And there was like this really cool energy at the beginning of the show that I just squandered, but mm-hmm. I still had fun.
I enjoyed it. You are being in your head, Mark. Everything was going great, and you were, and then you were like, "Ah, this is going bad." We're like, "No, we're all having a good time."
Okay, all right. Well, then I was in my head.
It was just all,
and that's one of the things in comedy. It's all a mental thing. Ahmed, how do people get a hold of you?
Yes, follow me on Instagram at Ahmed from Dallas, AHMED from Dallas.
From Dallas, okay. and you're gonna have Fast Food Friday tomorrow.
Yeah.
Where are you gonna go?
I'm probably gonna go to Dave's Hot Chicken.
Wow, where's that?
There's one on Hollywood K-Town area, and then they just opened one in North Hollywood on Lancashire.
You're belching already, but anyway, so he on Instagram every Friday he takes pictures with food, with fast food,
and then every Monday I post a video called "Motivate" and I motivate people.
Nice. Well, I think I need some of that, and no Whataburger here, but we're working on it.
Love Whataburger.
Anyway, and any Instagram, Facebook, website, anything.
Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I'm Ahmed from Dallas.
Ahmed
from Dallas.
AHMEDFROMDALLAS.
Yep.
There's no K in there.
You use of those against spell. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So thanks, Ahmed. And Kitty, how do people get a hold of you? And you have any shows coming up?
Very uncomplicated. Rotten Kitty on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. If
you're not banned.
I may be banned, but you can still follow me. Every once in a while, I can post something on there.
And do you have any shows coming up?
I think I do. Maybe September 30th at the Five Star, their very first women's night.
The second women's night.
Well, no, the first one was Women's Equality Evening. This is Women's Night, and Rodney and I were kicking the idea around, and somehow it happened.
Oh, that was your doing.
We were hanging around outside of Women's Equality Evening. So yeah. That was
you know
women's
Brooklyn Jones,
night.
Ahmed?
I'm sorry.
Do you know Brooklyn Jones?
No.
She's so very funny. She hosts it. So
okay.
So that's going to be September 30th. And 2 days before Halloween.
I'm doing your show.
On the
show.
29th, we're going to do an all-goth show at the Five Star Bar.
We are.
With Rodney from Nightmare on Elm Street, Virginia Jones, Mia Mars, like every goth comedian, Ruru the Clown. It's going to be crazy. But follow Rotten Kitty everywhere. Check out her
online. I mean, you don't have to like follow me everywhere. That gets on a that's a different level.
Yes, and Model Mayhem, everything. And Hannah?
Hail Hannah Box 666 Instagram.
That's right.
B-A-K-K.
And not B-A-C-K.
Or B-A-K-K-K.
Yes, and you know, that would
be bad.
That's
very
different
politically incorrect. Yes. I'm just watching Ahmed space out.
I have no association with that, Hannah.
He's upset that the camera's not on him, Mark,
I guess
right
not,
now.
I guess not.
I can't flash your dimples.
Oh, wait a second. Goth comedian, all social media. Everybody have a wonderfully creepy week. I'll see you next week at the Portland Comedy Festival, and then check us out in a couple weeks. Bye.
Bye.
Have a wonderfully creepy week.
Good night, kids.
All right, I gotta roll.
It's pretty hot.